with the boys be the hottest. Brunch with the boys be the hottest.
What's going on? It's your boy King Des here. Another episode of Brunch with the Boys. What's going on, gentlemen? How we doing this evening?
Easy, man. I'm good, man. Another Friday. Yeah. Let's get it in.
And for sure.
Yeah. You skid it in? Is that what you said?
Yeah, let's get it in.
Oh, let's get in. I thought you skid it in.
Nah. Boy, I mean, I guess you could. No, you don't want to skid in. That sounds more like something you
that
do,
That does
Jay.
Not sound. Well, you know what?
Yeah, you might skid in.
I'm not doing this with y'all today. So
mudslide in there.
You know what? I'm just going to say Mr. Gent out here, and we are going to move on. We have a guest, and really excited to have her. We have the most competent person in the podcast business, especially as an individual. Despite her being a woman, I'm just playing.
That was a bold joke.
I would have touched
Bethany it. Bethany understands that she is the reason why she's coming on today is I love what she's doing in her space. She's the CEO and founder of Crackers and Soup. So she decided to create a company that ensures historically underrepresented voices be heard. And since its inception, Crackers and Soup has worked with 80 podcasts, creating cover art, helping women create podcast vision through their launches, podcast management consultant. She's done it all. She's worked on podcasts which have been nominated for awards, won awards, including her own. And she has a podcast that has 3 million listeners and one that she's worked on that has even been featured in a Princeton course. So to say that she's done it would be an understatement.
You did that, girl.
And I wouldn't want to disrespect that. And we have the opportunity to have her on and get her perspective and her opinions on whatever our topical subject is going to be today. I was going to surprise her, but I didn't want to, have her come in cold. So I gave her a little bit of an inkling of what we're going to talk about today. But hey, Bethany, and you want to introduce yourself any further?
Brunch with the Boys. Do I really need to? I mean, you said all that you said.
For real. I did say a lot.
Dissertation.
I did say a lot, but I thought it was only fair because you're very accomplished. And to be honest with you, it's our privilege. So
for sure.
So what we getting into?
So we want to talk about reasons men stay in unhappy relationships. You know, I think it's a long told narrative that women stay when they're unhappy. And I think we've discussed in jest here and there why that is. But we want to get into detail a man's perspective from that same situation. I think we've all had friends. I think I've been the friend, maybe more in this group, where, you know, that complains about being unhappy.
We've
with
all
a
been
chick.
There.
But
that's
yeah, we've
fair.
Definitely all
that's
been there. We've definitely all
I'm
been
I'm not going
to
put you out there on that.
No, but I'm fine. You know what I mean? I've been in a lot of situations. But and you ask this nigga, why are you still there? So we want to get into those reasons on why he stays regardless of complaining about
man's
that.
Reasons. Okay, we got
And Bethany, stuff. We want you to weigh in and we're going to ask you some questions along Indeed. The way just to make sure that we're kind of being legit in our course and direction. Right.
Indeed. All right. So
please,
the first...
I did research because that's who I am. That's what I do. I have stats. I pulled stats.
Yeah, D's supposed to bring us some stats too. We still waiting on those stats. That, you know,
I live in my other pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my other pants. Huh?
All right. So the first reason, and this was the most obvious reason where a man stays, is because his woman is super attractive. I mean, she bad. She's so bad, it doesn't matter that she sucks in every other way. When you look at her, everything in your eyes and everything in your pants smiles.
So I just want to make sure I understand.
I'm talking about a 9.
But we're talking about, but as far as a man's perspective, we're talking about the average guy, right?
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about the average guy, but we could talk about men in general. So your perspective is always welcome.
The general is going to say average.
The average is it. Yeah, but I wouldn't just stay with some chick because she was fine.
Yeah.
Because I know I can get a chick that's just as fine as her.
But see, I wouldn't argue that, right? But I still think that puts you in a position where sometimes, man, she's so bad right now. You know you're not going to stay with her forever. You know you're not going to marry her and build a long life, lifetime relationship with her. But it's going to keep her around for maybe 3 to 6 more months because she's bad.
That doesn't stay on its own. It has to go with something. So like she's fine and the sex is good.
Right. You don't think a beautiful woman is an ego stroke, that you get something out of that just not having without, her on your
not,
arm?
Not without anything else, especially if I feel like I can get another ego stroke somewhere else that's giving me more.
Let me just interject here. Please.
Yeah, please do.
What is the definition of bad? Because even if she is fine, even if she cooks really well, if you guys are beefing constantly,
it don't matter.
There is probably a great probability that y'all ain't even hitting it anymore. So the sex could have been phenomenal.
That's stupid.
She could have been, she can still be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if there is just something that is making you literally hate each other.
Yeah.
How are y'all still hitting it? You just can't be. Well, like, unless it's one of those who used to fight, have sex, and then.
I agree and I don't disagree at all. So I'm going to stand firm for the vain man. I'm going to stand firm for the man that's like, I'm not marrying this bitch, but she is bad. And I'm talking about one of those few that you run by, and we all as men have them, where we look back in our sexual past and we say, man, she was in the top five. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about top of the line caliber, ego stroke. When you show a nigga a picture of her and say, hey, I used to hit this, he say, oh, you were him. You know what I'm saying?
Not him.
Yeah, so I get what y'all saying. When the perks are factored in, if this is missing or that is, but I do think that is a valid reason right there. Okay,
no, I mean, just to say on something like that, there. I mean, I remember I dated someone back in the day. I just remember when I was in like 10th grade and I dated this 12th grader and she was the talk of the town. Everybody wanted her. And when
you say talk of the town, where do we live?
It was
Miami.
You know, it's a saying, bro.
I get you, bro.
The point that I'm saying is
that she had her foot was in everybody's mouth.
Almost. I mean, yeah. Whatever you want to say, whatever terminology you want to use, Dez. But the whole purpose was, I just remember how I felt, and I would have probably taken a certain amount of treatment to be with her in that
just
younger,
a good ego stroke.
Yeah, in that younger state, because everybody wanted her.
But you said,
and everybody, but you are 15. You're supposed to be an idiot when you're 15.
I'm saying the same ideology, and a lot of women will say men. There's a lot of men that still act like 15-year-olds.
Am I true too?
In
our early 20s, I'd argue that we made decisions that a 16-year-old would make.
There are some people that are still immature like that for sure, and they'll stay with this woman because she's so bad. It makes them look good. It's when they're talking to their boys and their boys is like, dang, that's you. And you be like, yeah, that's me. And things could be just like crumbling around.
Yeah, and she's bleaching your clothes and she's setting your shit on fire.
You'll like, you might stay here a little bit.
I think that's when it's just getting out of hand. I was trying to focus on the looks, but I see if y'all want to bring the other things let's bring it in. So what if the pussy is amazing?
Does that matter?
It's amazing. So that's a reason you'd stay in an unhappy relationship.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, what if she's giving you the best head you ever had?
Listen, I saw a clip today from Lil Yachty. He said, not that I listen to Lil Yachty, but he was on a podcast.
He didn't need to say that, but go ahead.
And he said, though, he had a girl whose mouth was so good,
yeah.
He waited in her driveway while another nigga dropped her off.
I saw that.
Am I lying?
Dog, and let me tell you, I felt it immediately. We've all had that one.
Waiting in line, bruh. like it's the club.
Bruh. Not that you wait in line, but you know she ain't yours.
Bruh, I've had the pussy was so good, I didn't mind sharing. Yeah. Like that's how good it was, so good that I didn't mind sharing.
See, Brown,
bruh, that's tough, ain't it?
Was she like na 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 na? It had to have been Foxy Brown in order for it to be Foxy that good. Brown. That you're willing to go and share. Yeah. And have to get blood tests to make sure that you're or worried
damn.
About cauliflower well, growing on well, you.
Well, not damn, cauliflower. Well, this was back in the days when a nigga was strong with the protection. But we talking about the mouth game? Man, I want to know a 21-year-old man thinking with his head clear. You know what I mean? Like, when that head is so good to you like that. And let's not pretend like every woman is so good at head. A lot of women
most
suck
aren't.
Dick.
Most
yeah,
aren't.
A lot of them suck dick, if not all. But man, there's levels to this. The ones that enjoy it, that embrace it, that get off from doing it.
Yeah.
Man.
I know people who get off from doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to keep them around. I bet you she's not single.
She is, actually.
All right. Well, we'll talk later. You know what I'm saying? We can say
And she's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Again, we'll talk. Say less, girl. Come on. I don't need competition out here. Go ahead. But no, you agree though about the pussy too. I think we all been in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think, remember, like when we're connecting with a woman sexually, man, there's a bonding agent even being exchanged in that. And if someone's good at it, that means you're going to be doing that frequently. Therefore, that bonding agent, that chemical bonding agent, is being exchanged just just as frequently, I mean, there is going to be some form of connection. I've always said that there is, if a man has good dick, that a woman will stay in that relationship way longer than a man that's has average or subpar, but treats her like fantastically well. And she'll stay with that person that can provide her that sexual experience like no others. I think it's the same way for a man. I mean, I think we'll stay in just a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think women will stay for good dick.
You don't think that? For real?
For real.
No, I actually agree with her. Go ahead.
What does she disagree with? I'm sorry.
Because women are more emotional. So yeah. if they're throwing it down like no other, but they're an overall dick in every other department, especially it depends on what age she's engaging with the tomfuckery.
Okay, that might be.
Good dick only gets you so far. Now, it isn't.
But it gets you far.
Though. Yeah, it gets you far. And it is the icing on top of the cake. But for women, especially as they get older, they want stability. They want security. They'll take that ugly nigga who's consistent over that nigga with great dick who she can't find Friday and Saturday.
Right?
I'd say.
Don't say 30.
I was going to say 33, but maybe 35. Maybe 35. 33, she still thinks she got it. And girl, your time going up, girl. The time about to go off. You know what I mean? But I think that's what it comes down to. All right, let's go to the next one. Though there's some men who just, and you've heard people say it, if I can't have you, no one else can. Like, they just want to keep her to himself.
Possession.
Yeah. Very possessive.
That's some creepy shit.
Type of jealousy.
Shit that all of a sudden you're on Dateline 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're dead. And you don't know how you got there.
How many movies do you see about a narcissist that pulls that stunt?
Yeah.
Kick is off of the level of manipulation and control that they have over that individual, whether they want them or not.
Do you think it's even about being jealous or crazy, but it's more about, man, I've invested so much time. Say we've been together for 5-6 years. It's like, damn, I've invested so much money, so much time, and now she leaves, moves on, and now I get nothing from that? So no, nigga, you're mine. You know what I mean? We're gonna stay together.
But let me tell you something.
That's scary.
I have my husband. Okay, so my husband and I have known each other since we were in eighth grade.
That's
went to prom together.
What? Did you all break up anytime in between then?
We did.
Good, 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 good.
I went to college.
Okay. Yeah.
You need that college wild out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You needed that random dick, and he needed some strange pussy. I mean, that's the only way it was gonna work.
He got married. A few years after we broke up.
Okay, damn.
I know niggas like that.
He had two sons.
Get married, shit.
Damn.
So I was living my best life.
Damn. Yeah, he was living a different type of life.
His father had passed, and I went to the funeral. And he was in the process of divorcing his wife at that time. And that's when we got back together again. Mm. And now we have a daughter and married, but house, all that. Blah, 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 blah. Quick
second. Hey, ladies, hear the message behind the message. Mm. You see these memes all the time. Be patient. Mm. Sometimes your husband, he's still getting out of that situation, and he'll be ready in a few years, okay? Mm-hmm. So
let it incubate.
Yeah, don't rush. Don't get mad. Don't get your head down. In 6 years, that nigga's yours, okay?
Yes, and...
Pocket's a little lighter, but he's still yours.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. After all this time that we've been back together again, the investment that I have made in him... He is not allowed to go nowhere because the things that we have been through, he is the most financially secure.
You heard what she said.
It was crazy earlier when I mentioned it for the topic.
We had to go through the process of all of our ups and downs. But where we are now wouldn't be as beautiful as it is if we hadn't had those experiences along the way.
Too much time invested.
Yeah.
Yes. Too much time invested. It's been almost 14 years that we've been back together again. And I'll be goddamned if some other woman gets all of my damn hard good
work. Let me ask you something here.
With his good government benefits.
Oh, then they got the government benefits. Okay. Hey, well, buddy got options. So you better, it's a competitive market. So you better stay on top of that.
I'm tighten up.
Notice how you're laughing and I'm not, but okay.
He's not going nowhere.
So due to insecurities, do you ever think to yourself, man, maybe he'll find someone better than me?
If he does, bet. You know, what can I do?
Yeah.
And also, we have established such a relationship, a friendship, before anything else. Yeah. And when you have a person who's your homie, as well as your lover.
Yeah. It's different.
It's a different experience in the relationship overall. So if there is something that I do that's foul, he can articulate to me that bothered, like, what were you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he does something to upset me, I can say, then turn to him and say, what happened?
And it's how you take it. I found that to be vitally important, how you argue, how you disagree. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm telling you you're doing wrong and trying to hold you accountable, how you react. That says a lot about a couple, in my opinion, more so than the times. Because when we're good, we're good. You know, that's easy for everyone.
True test of a person is hearing
you say that.
For sure.
Facts.
Let me tell you something. When I got this topic, I called my husband and I was like, hey, this is the topic. I want to talk about you and your ex-wife. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And he said, that's fine. I said, I won't go into details.
Yeah.
But I'll share some of the things that
they don't really make. They don't make a lot of them like you.
Oh, I love that level of respect.
Some women would say, it's just as much my business as yours. We're married. I'm not going to go into detail and share intimate details. So what would it be for you to talk about it in jest, especially on the surface level? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you went and made sure he was okay, man, that nigga loves you forever for that. Yeah, that type of respect. No, seriously, that speaks to men
the biggest
in
thing.
A big way, you know. And I've dealt with the opposite of that type of communication, so I know, you know, how great it is.
How'd it make you feel?
Insulted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, and this is going to sound low-key soft, but I'm going to use this word anyway.
Use it.
Unheard. You know, bitches love to use that shit. Like, but unheard because...
You should feel like that.
Because I appreciate you, bro, but you know what I'm saying? But reality is things like that are easy to communicate, and it should be a pressure-free situation, you know, because you know that vibe and the friendship so tight. But if you overlook it, you know what I mean? It's just not right.
Let me ask you a question. No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bethany.
And I said to him, the reason why he actually stayed was because of his voice.
Yeah.
For the length of time that he had stayed.
I was just about to ask D that. Would you think that a man would stay in a relationship longer than he normally would if there is a respect value? Like, the reason he's staying there is because the level of respect she has for him. Not necessarily means that she may not be someone who can lay it down in the bedroom. She may have other deficiencies.
She may be horrible in bed.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But her level of respect, the way that she treats you, the way that she visualizes
talks to him, handles him,
treats you like that.
Listen,
that
to me, all of that is the vibe, right? We think of vibe in a social situation, right? But I think the vibe is how you guys interact, how you anticipate each other's needs,
mm-hmm.
how you submit yourself to the will. I don't say the will, but to the preferences of your partners from time to time, whenever you're able to do that. I think that's all of that. And so I think absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think there are dudes in relationships with women who aren't necessarily the prettiest woman that he thought he would get or something like that.
And he's not overly excited to sleep with her.
Correct. But their interactions together and the time that they have together, he's like, man, I can't find this anymore.
She makes him feel like a king.
That's it.
You know what I mean? And how do you walk away from that to go out into the street for some ratchet pussy? That's going to be fire, but she going to talk to you any kind of way.
But if you have the communication like that, you have the communication like that in the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, you hope so. Sexual compatibility is not guaranteed, and I won't allow you to say otherwise. Now, some things can be worked through. Some things we can communicate, but there are a lot of things, if not most, that if they don't align off rip, it's not going to work. You might come into the relationship, you say you have to peg your man. What are we going to do to work through that?
Where are we going from
there? Where are we going? What's the compromise? Because that's not happening. So compatibility, when it comes to sex, there is a baseline. You know,
how is pegging the mandate?
I don't know.
Shit that got real out here, man. I've had chicks in the past. I've had chicks in the past come to me and say, hey, I want to be able to milk you. Like, that's my thing. And me bend over, turn around, she licking ass and milking me like you would a cow. And that's her fucking thing. Wow. That's a requirement default shit.
So, you know, that means
like
you
have weird if I won't get milk.
No, but that means you got to do that three times a week. That's a lot.
Nah, bro.
Three times a week, bro.
Stop that shit, man. So, yeah, there's a baseline. There's a baseline.
That nigga say get milked.
Yeah. Those were her terms, nigga. I didn't make that up.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've been on the porn site. I've seen that title.
You bucked up into that accidentally. Oh,
no. When she invited this into the bedroom, was she fine as hell? So you were like, yes?
Oh, hell no, I didn't go through it. She laid this down before anything went down, and I was not okay with it.
Listen, I know my homeboy. I know exactly what he said. He said, look, the next time this happens, I'm not going
You stupid.
Kind of what he said, yeah.
And you know what's funny? That's not to say I've never been milked, just so we clear. But she was not going to come in early in the game and say,
she got to earn that.
Milking is a guarantee. It's like, nah, bro. Yeah, milking is not that. Normal, yeah, nigga.
She's not your farmer.
Yeah, you know for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not her cow. You know what I mean? All right, so another reason a man stays is because he really loves her and remains hopeful. I think a lot of women downplay the fact that men, when we lock in and we imprint on a woman, it's hard for us to let go if we really, really care. Because for a lot of men, especially the real niggas who had a lot of options growing up and in the dating game, once he finally decides and settles down and says, man, I'm choosing you, it's hard to let go of that decision. You know what I mean?
It's true. I've heard people say that, you know, women love often and men love hard. And with every cliche. No, I'm just saying, with every cliche or every expression, there is a little bit of truth in these things, right? And so I do believe it's downplayed that because men are, you know, from the way that optics is wise as goes when it comes to social media and all these things, everything is like a man is a dog, a man is this, a man, you know, man is only good for a sneaky link. That's all he's going to do. He's going to be all these negative things. It's very rare where you actually hear that when it comes to relationship that there's a positive note on a man. Why is that? So there is a perception there that needs to be broken. And I think there's a lot of men that actually are romantic.
I agree. However, I believe that when a woman is done with a relationship, she is done. Yeah, because she has ruminated on that. She has talked to her friends. She has talked to him. She has expressed herself to him and what she needs and what she desires. And he didn't hear her.
Yeah.
So... Yep. By the time the relationship is broken up and she's moving on, she's already gone through all of the feels where he's in shock and devastation. Yeah. That's why he is in the I love her hard phase, because he wasn't paying attention to all of the signs that this relationship was dissolving.
I agree. I think a man sometimes in this situation, he's forcing the hand because he knows he hasn't been the ideal mate. You know, so that now part. He doesn't want to let go because he knows he has things he needs to fix. And if he would have done this differently and that differently, things that he knew he could control, then it wouldn't have gone awry. But he put us in this situation. He's the reason why things have gone badly. So he's like, no, I'm not letting go because I know I can do right. You know, so I think sometimes a man pushes for that very reason, you know. For sure. Might be too late still, though, nigga. Might be too late still. Okay. You get so comfortable, you just, hey, we've been together 30 years, and I don't got to do nothing.
I think that's 75% of niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 75%.
I'm finna chill.
I think people be like, I'm in here. I know
put on 80 pounds. She done put on 100.
I know what her raggedy ass needs.
Yeah.
I know what she going to get to me and what I'm not going to get.
Yeah.
And so I ain't trying to discover no new grass. I'm going to just water this blotchy ass grass I've been had over here.
Weed infested.
And I'd like to throw in.
It's a great yard.
I'd like to throw in the fear.
It's green still.
I'd like to throw in the fear of dating. I think that some of that comes into play as far as being comfortable. It's like, man, if I had to get out there again and start over, man, to a lot of people, that shit is scary.
If you haven't kept yourself tight,
it's super scary.
It's inviting.
Yeah. I mean, if you have, you know.
You welcome the challenge if you're ready for it, for sure.
You definitely don't fear it, you know.
I think that goes back to that tweet about Steve Curry's parents. What it says something to the effect of, you don't know what's out here. These girls out here, they're doing patchouli and... The whole game is changed. If I and my husband divorced, or if he was hit by a bus tomorrow, all of these apps and all these dating, I don't even know how to date anymore.
We'll teach you.
It's a whole different experience.
It is. It's hard. It's not going to be all the bar shit and meet him at the gas station as much as it's going to be all the apps for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody goes out anymore.
Mm-hmm. Facts. And the dick pics, they're coming off rip, they say. You know what I
mean? No.
That's hard to swallow.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Literally and figuratively.
Whoa. That's crazy, son.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think the laziness, the comfortable. We talked about comfortable. I think laziness plays a factor as well. Just not putting the effort in to want to even do anything. I just hate lazy people, man. I just had to feel like that had to get come in there. You know what I mean?
How many? I mean, there's so many people that's complacent. And if you feel like you can manage it, you feel like it's good for you, you feel like, man, I don't have to do anything, and I'm on autopilot. Then he's probably gonna be like, why should I leave? Yeah. I could chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what that could be too, which is another reason, fear of conflict. Maybe you don't wanna leave because you don't know how to break your family of 22 years apart. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Like that fear of conflict.
I'd call that nigga soft.
Listen, would you?
Yeah.
Don't call that person soft.
It's not just the family that's breaking up. It's all of the other family members. It's the in-laws. It's the cousins.
Because
you have all of these holidays together. And it's not just, you know, you, your significant other, and your kids if you have children. But it is truly each other's families become one.
Yeah.
So when you break up. It's
supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, if they're good people.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you break up, if you really love those people as your family, to disintegrate that is it's a hard pill to swallow.
It can't be easy. How do you broach that conversation? Do you do it in public? Do you do it at home?
I've literally done it. I mean, because you
know. So where did you do it? At home or did you go out to?
I'm divorced, and let me tell you, boy, that was the hardest.
Where did you have the conversation?
Do it in the room?
Man, I took him to Beef O'Brady's, bro.
That's a good choice. Yeah,
I know which one you took him to, too. And that wasn't a nice one.
It wasn't really exceptional.
No, Beef O'Brady's, I've never met to a nice one. So
it's the city, dog.
So you brought the whole family?
Yeah, I brought the whole family. And
you had already talked to her already.
I had spoke to her.
So you
had to
bring it to the
family. And that one was a tough one, too. Yeah. So
where'd you do that at?
You're talking about two conversations. Yeah. But that one wasn't calm. That one is at the height of a fight when you can say anything. Yeah.
You did it in the heat of the moment.
You know when Bane squeezes that damn juice into him and he beefs up and
you find your nuts from nowhere. Got it.
I tell you, I waited until I was beefed up full of the rage and the anger.
So you could say it easily, not because it was impromptu, but I needed
the push or I might have been locked in.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Y'all would have still seen me behind a cage now, be honest with you.
But how long were you unhappy before that revealed itself?
Listen to her question. How long were you unhappy?
I know. I prefer not to answer that question based off of legalities of the person who might listen. But
she not listening.
No, she probably not. But I would say
a new nigga.
I would say a solid.
I guess a decade.
And I was married 20 years.
I guess a decade.
I would say a decade.
Yeah.
Who wants to be unhappy for a look fucking decade?
Listen, hey, Bethany.
That's a long goddamn time.
I feel like
hey, listen, this is a safe space here now.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Don't do that, okay?
I apologize.
We can't keep getting us to be vulnerable if you're going to jump on us like that. If you're doing your husband like that at home, that nigga's not safe. Blink twice if you're not safe, homie. We'll come get you.
I'm a man.
That was a shocking reaction. It wasn't okay. I apologize.
No.
That was that Kevin Hart dance.
We are completely joking. We are completely, you know, but it's not just like 10 years of just, you know, wade in the water type of.
Damn. You took a deep fall with that.
Type of marriage slavery. You have your spots. You know those spots where you have flashes
in and out of
the happiness and you be like, oh,
but
I
it's
can,
not consistently.
I can still do it. I think I can climb this mountain.
What you do consistently is what you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anything less than that, you're selling yourself. But I want to ask everyone a question. Name two perks that could outweigh everything else that would allow you to stay in a relationship that you're not happy with.
Bethany
not saying forever,
first.
But just for any moment of time, 6 months, a year, 2 years, two main perks that could outweigh the negatives.
Bethany, as our guest, you'll go first.
I would say that I already mentioned friendship. Yeah. If I still consider myself friends.
Yes.
With that significant other. And the number one reason why people stay in bad relationships, I would say for the second, money.
Ooh. I was going to talk about that next. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to be living under a bridge.
Yeah.
We can
talk about it real quick. Two incomes are better than one. I mean, one plus
part.
Two is more than one. So
it's simple, man.
Especially when you start getting used to it and you know, hey, you're doing this, I'm doing this, and now your money, great, because you don't have to bear it all. It's hard to change that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna stay on that subject, I mean, when they calculate that child support plus alimony, I mean, it's enough to scare you away, bro. Yeah. Like all the way. It's a terrifying thing, and a lot of people say, oh, yeah, it's cheaper to keep her, and they'll validate right there, and they'll make a decision whether they want
to
be here.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah, I mean, it is truly, that is factual.
Not 10 years worth of cheaper though.
Yeah. Yeah, you're paying a different type of price,
it's,
too.
It's a different tax.
Yeah, you're paying with your life, your health, potentially. Yeah, you know,
your mental anguish.
Man, the type of resentment that kicks in.
You're yelling at everybody. Somebody looks at you the wrong way when you're getting a Starbucks coffee. They're like, damn, what I do? Yeah. And it's your wife.
Or you get the opposite. You're super happy whenever you leave the house, like a nigga who just got out of jail 10 minutes ago. You know, it's like, boy, I'm just so happy to be out. Like, nigga, relax, nigga. We had Chili's, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't special. You know what I'm saying?
That blooming onion isn't even blooming.
For real. All right, so, Jen, give me your two perks.
I would definitely probably say partnership. Like, the way we partner, it may be financially,
you always giving the smart.
It may just be how we interact with the kids. It may be, shit, how we just, I want to say, be around our guests and stuff like that, and be able to be that couple. I mean, there's pieces of that where you feel like, oh shit, that's an awesome. I think that's an awesome piece where you're able to partnership.
Yeah, business shit. And what was the other one?
I would say sex, man.
So you want to, your two don't even add up.
These are the perks of a relationship?
The two perks that you will take to keep you in an unhappy relationship for whatever period of time. I'm not saying forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But your two don't make sense. I want a business partner and a bitch I can fuck. So, like y'all, you just.
But I'm telling you, to those are the things that matter to me, though.
I get it. I don't want to judge it. It's just, boy, they just don't add up to me. But
I mean, place. Those things matter to me.
Yeah.
Safe place.
Safe place. You're right.
It mattered to me.
For me?
Yeah.
Probably, like, can she cook?
Yeah.
And,
man, the food means that much to you. It's a real good perk.
I don't eat a lot, but it's just. The ability to have somebody who can cook when you need to. And she's fun to be around.
So she could make you mad and just cook you an awesome dinner that day. And you're like, man.
Yeah, because I'm cool not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm cool. Like, if you got on my nerves, I'm good. Like,
give me more than fun to be around. In what way? Like, your homie, like, she just got a great vibe, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, it's easy to hang out with her, right? Because that could not be the reason we don't need to be together. It could be that she's irresponsible. Right, and she doesn't hold the job, she doesn't contribute, but she can cook, and she's fun to be around.
It's so, I'm shocked at even yours too. Sex wasn't a factor in there at all. So how would you supplement that whack sex that you're getting? We'll talk about that later.
You asked me. You're right.
That will keep you in a situation. All right, for me, I would think that the vibe is big. You know, the vibe has kept what will keep me around something. You know, even if it's less than what I want it to be, you know what I mean? But the next one was undoubtedly sex.
I don't get that though.
Yeah.
Sex is easy to get. You don't need to be in a relationship to get no good sex. As a matter of fact, you can go out here and get very good sex with a random.
I would agree with you that it's possible, but I think that sex is better when it's.
When you're familiar.
When you're familiar, when it's the same person you can count on, like you trust the pussy. You know, and you say casual sex, and yes, the hoe can tell you anything, but you're not there on Wednesday. You're not there. You know what I'm saying?
But let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Because you out here sounding like Jen.
Yeah.
When you say familiar, nigga, is that one date or two dates?
Oh, I'm talking about.
Well, we're talking about staying in a relationship.
Yeah, staying in a.
So if we're talking about just casual sex.
No, but my point is, you can get sex out here.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's better when it's familiar. So my point is, at what point are you, that's legit, my question is, at what point is it familiar?
Does it become familiar?
Once she decides that you two are doing it exclusively, when a woman knows you're the only dick, something else opens up in her that you can get anything out of her. There's nothing she won't do. Mm-hmm. But if she knows that you fucking other women, you're going to get only to a certain extent. I need that whore. I can't deal with, I don't really do this. No, I don't want the lies. You know what I mean? I need to see the deep truth. So, sex would definitely keep me around longer and the vibe, you know? Mm. That goes to show y'all, we're not really that vain because none of us said that she's attractive. We're good guys.
I do have to say, I have solved arguments by cooking dinner.
Really?
I heard that. Cook
dinner
it naked
has been
next
so
time.
Good.
Cook it naked next time and see what happens.
Strip off the kids.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them. Sorry.
Yeah.
You
know, I don't want double them down. That's a double down.
Yeah, yeah, you do that right there, you in the game.
That was before we had kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
A table was broken. That's all I'm going to say.
Shit.
Dang, that's what's up.
That's fire. That's fire.
Yeah, right, we need that. Mm-hmm. All right. This one here hits home for everyone. Pressure from the family, you know? And I believe that's heightened if you have kids.
Bro, I'm telling you, D, I never told you this. So I remember when I was going through my separation to divorce, I tell you. So her mom, we used to go over to her mama's house. Mm-hmm. And let's say it was Thanksgiving and I was just showing up.
Just in the States. She was back.
She was back in the States. Okay. Don't do that. And I just remember we were about to just all leave. And she says, you know, she's like, oh, you know, Ravi, you know, let's pray. You know what I'm saying?
How about you do it in your regular voice and we just say she's Hispanic?
Yeah, yeah.
So she, no, I'm just saying that's how she would come off like. Yeah. And then we would sit down and she'd make me hold her hand, Michelle's hand. And then after that, while I'm sitting here holding her hand, we having a whole prayer meeting. The prayer meeting, 45 minutes.
You felt pressure.
It's all about, you know, I pray that you stay together.
You can't leave that next day, huh? You can't. That next day is not the right day.
It feels so uncomfortable. And then on the other side, your own mama out here just trying to push it together. And so
they found the right one in you, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they really. Mm-hmm. So
my bitch ain't doing what she's supposed to do.
Well, not really.
That praying ain't gonna happen.
Not really. Yeah. Though.
but when you're I say all that to say, when you're receiving that level of pressure, it doesn't uncomplicate or unclutter the situation. It just makes it.
Yeah.
It makes it condensed. It makes it problematic. It makes it more difficult as you're kind of navigating your way through it.
Some of the pressure might be from your kids. Some of the pressure might be from your kids. Mm-hmm. You could broach this subject and your daughter says, but dad, I don't want you to live in another house. When you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't imagine there are a lot of men who could hear that from his daughter say,
when it's the daughter,
hey man, you'll be all right and leave. You get what I'm saying?
Let me ask you what's better. This is a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
You stand in there and your daughter, your 12, 13-year-old daughter catch you on some foolishness, or you saying, hey, I respect you and this house and your mother too much to stay here when I know this is not the relationship for us and I have to go get my own place, but that's not going to change my relationship with you. Which one's better?
Definitely the latter. You know, you could throw in option C and say you stick it out and still not cheat on the mama, but it's unlikely. And if we're talking about everyone being the happiest they possibly could be, then you got to take the L, but you know, it's hard to feel that pressure and say, yeah, ideally I'm going to do that. But then when your daughter and your son are in your face, it's harder to walk away from that.
Bethany, I have a question. I was about to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question for all of you guys. Do you feel that there is a great likelihood that you will establish an unhappy relationship if you got together and either in a serious relationship or got married at a younger age and weren't able to experience life experiences? Because it sounds like that you were married at a young age, or that you got into that relationship at a younger age.
Undoubtedly.
Do you feel like that was a part of what made you fracture, that as you grew older, you realized that you had different experiences?
I will honestly say we've answered this many times, D, like where we say like some of our commentary towards individuals who are looking to be in a committed relationship and married, we say, hey man, wait until you're 30, and we might say 31, 32, in regards to when you should be like popping that question or when you should be considering settling down. It shouldn't be before that. And we say all that because it's coming from experience of, man, you just don't even know what you want. You haven't learned yourself. You haven't understood.
Not fully.
Yeah, not fully. Yeah. And I don't think you've understood what it's going to take, what kind of attributes and skill sets that it's going to take that you're looking for in a woman to make this
Let's
work.
Take age out of it. Like age out of it. I think it comes down more to just
maturity.
Yeah, maturity and growing together more than anything, mm-hmm. because things and priorities change as you get older. I'm into fitness now. It's not a thing for me. It's my life. And I don't want to say my life like my everything, I mean, but it's a part of my lifestyle. 10 years ago, it wasn't. So I need my partner to morph with me for it to matter to them too. You wanna you want to grow together, and that's not possible.
But the question
in everything.
Is, you did not know that.
But I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that at that age.
I didn't know that at
right?
that age, exactly.
So you're still. Has,
but I don't think age factors into. I think that once you choose, if you're hoping to choose the right person, you know, you could be wrong about that. But if you two can grow together, I think it kind of fixes some
I
of
agree,
those little things.
I agree
that
with
you,
that. If
you know,
if that person has the learning and the adaptability and to really grow with you, but that's something that we again is something that
goes
we
both
didn't
ways
know
too.
We didn't know that we needed that in a person to ensure that
not.
We didn't stray apart while we're growing, right?
Of course,
I don't
not.
Know, dude,
but that's just it
thoughts?
Though. Can't you teach? See, the same way we learned it late, we can teach it late. We're supposed to lead our woman. A good woman wants to be led. So realistically, it shouldn't matter that we didn't know that at 25. If we learned it at 30 or 35 and we communicated that and taught that, we should be able to implement it and use it moving forward.
Does that mean that chick has that the capability of even knowing that,
you know,
right?
I think that's ideologically, it's great, right? But I don't think in practice that's really it really pans out that way most of the time. I think as far as getting married early, I think men, I can't speak for women because I ain't never been one, but men getting married and having a family in their 20s, I think is inadvisable. It doesn't mean that it can't work. It doesn't mean that some niggas don't hit the jackpot straight out the gate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get the snapback, the wife who is growing with you and all that stuff. But I think the vast majority of men who get married and
see the opposite,
have your relationships and start families in their 20s, you know, deal with that to your point. Yeah. You're not even sure what you want. You're not even sure what you want yet. You think you know what you want, but you couldn't possibly know what you want or need at 25, 26
learning
years
yourself.
Old. And now you got kids running around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know?
Thank you for answering.
All right. So I got this last reason here. He believes he has no other options, but to me that tied into something I found better. He hasn't found the next hoe yet. And some men won't leave. You know, you're saying you don't quit your job until you find a new one.
Listen,
bird
some niggas
hand.
Won't.
Bird in the hand.
Yeah.
My dad got a bunch of siblings. My youngest uncle has, I think, 6 to 9 kids.
Oh,
or
man.
Something like
we got
that.
An uncle with like 40 something. But
yeah, 6 to 9 kids. And he has a kid that's like 12 and he has a kid that's like 42, right? And everything in between. And, He would tell me all the time, because he would work under the radar. He would do handiwork stuff, because that way he couldn't garnish his check. Otherwise, a nigga would make nothing. Yeah. He'd be homeless. Mm-hmm. Right? So the way he survived was, he told me when I was like 16, I'm like, Uncle, I don't want to say his name. But I said, do you really work? I never felt like the nigga really worked. He would show up at the house, stay for a couple days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll go out and get some ice cream, some stuff. He said, I'm going to tell you a secret. Man.
What was the secret?
Nah, I'm going to paraphrase it, but it was just like, yo, this my uncle, not me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was just like, yo, like you,
bro. Just say it. It's not like
basically.
It's...
I'm paraphrasing. Like, you got to prey on needy women.
No. Yeah. you are ashamed to say it because you were ashamed of him when you heard it. That's why.
No. He said. I find these women that's happy to have my company.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do much
to
get a roof over my head and get a meal cooked every night.
I don't know why you feel so bad saying it. I've experienced many of those women. And I never looked for them or was trying to take advantage of them.
You're not even targeting
them. But I just bucked up on it. He was targeting them. Yeah. He was targeting them. A few of those fell in my lap, though. A few of those fell in my lap.
Savage for
real. That's crazy.
He sounds like a predator. So, Bethany, how do you...
But a lot of chicks, a lot of men are like that, though.
How do you feel about that, Bethany, in regards to, you know, what he just said? Do you believe that a lot of people don't want to leave until they have a bird in the hand? I mean, even with the friends that you have.
Women don't do that, I think.
No, I mean, we just go.
Women don't do that.
Because we don't want to be in another relationship for a grip, because we're just exhausted from y'all stupid asses.
The next man's going to work so hard to get in, it's not even going to be funny.
Truly and utterly.
Yeah.
It's no longer new.
So, Bethany, you don't think that saying that, hey, the quickest way to get over someone is to get under someone else?
Is to get onto somebody?
Yeah. You don't think that was made?
Yeah, but you
don't think that was said by a woman? Or you think that was said by a man? Like, who do you think
that originated? No, I think that was... straight up said by a man. Because
let me tell you why
because we done shared our space, we done shared our bed, we just want quiet for a little bit to get ourselves back to where we want to be. We women enjoy our own company, where I feel like
I can't tell.
That well, say it. What's your chest?
Men don't enjoy an uncomfortable. I read something that said that too.
I feel like men are needy.
I read something that said that single women are happier than single men. Not saying that women aren't happier in relationships, but when they're single, they're happier than the man who is single.
Boy, yeah, because they need somebody to pump up their chest. They need somebody to.
I don't know about that.
But they need somebody to give them accolades. No, to give accolades, to give attention.
I need someone to suck me off. That's what I need.
But that's giving you attention, right?
Yes. You can view it as attention if you want to. Yeah, because but that's just it though.
Especially you want eye contact.
I do. We're gonna connect for real, but we go together when we done. But I never really understand.
Like if she has a lazy eye, forget it.
Yeah, I just never understood that. You know, men never pretend that we don't need a woman. Why women often say I don't need a man. Like there are things a man can provide to your life that you know you need that you would benefit from directly.
I think they've been let down so much. It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
I think ideally, I think most heterosexual women, I say most.
Yeah,
right?
They want a man.
Most heterosexual women would like to have a career and have a man or a husband, whether they want to get married, and have a family.
And even if they don't want to have a family, some women don't want to have kids.
Family could be your dog.
But you want
to have a family unit. So I think that a lot of men have let women down so repeatedly that women have created a hard shell. And they found a new way to survive, which is, kind of
tell themselves they don't need us.
Right, and link up with your other friends who say the same shit, and y'all can create an illusion for yourselves.
Right. You know, no
but I think it's also
group.
Important to concentrate on the fact of mental health, especially with Black men and depression. And there is, it's harder for Black men to seek therapy or to have assistance when it comes to that. It's easier for somebody who's going through depression to ignore that mental health experience by focusing on somebody else.
That is true. I mean, you are delaying it. You're kind of delaying the inevitable regardless. But I do agree that there's such a stigma around men and being extremely masculine and we can't be soft and we can't be vulnerable. And that's just, you know, just code at this point. They're not going
to
be cool.
Let's just get back to the point, though. When I want to move on, the one that's before them, even if I know I'm done with her, I might let her linger because I don't have anything to replace her yet. And the moment the next one comes, now I want to give her my attention.
But aren't you proving what Bethany's saying, though? I mean, you're requiring that attention, hence why you're not letting go, right? So until you can find a new chick to give you that equal amount or more than attention,
you could look at it that way.
You're not
going to look at it that way. I look at it as utilizing it, you know, because why not?
But what's your why? Let me ask you, what's your why?
Well, I actually really like myself. I actually really enjoy being alone. I'll go to a movie by myself. Y'all know this. I hit the bar, go have dinner at a restaurant. So I really enjoy being alone. But my why is sometimes I do want company. And when I do want company, I want to be able to send one text and it's ready. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go look for it. Why? If I know I can keep something around, I want my options available to me. So that would be my why.
Weren't you just saying earlier how you didn't like lazy?
Yeah.
Because that sounds kind of lazy.
Well, I'm not in a relationship with her. And that's very clear. So that's nothing about that is lazy.
She's saying you being
Being lazy because I'm not holding on to a relationship and I'm being lazy within this relationship. She knows I want to move on. I'm very clear about my communication. And I'll tell a chick, this is not going to be it for me. Now, you may have experienced this yourself. When they really like you, they'll linger in hopes you change your mind. I may allow her to do so, but I always make it clear about what it is. Always.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's extreme.
Yeah. Anyways, so there we have it. When it comes down to it, men have many reasons to stay in an unhappy relationship. Women do. Fast. Come on, man. Come on, nice. That's why I didn't understand what you said. Man, you know a booty's so big.
Thick thighs, too.
And you love titties. Can you imagine some big... Come on, man. I can think of one chick right now. Titties were so big, and you hated her guts, low-key. But the titties were huge, bigger than your head.
Let's not say I hated her guts.
You didn't like her.
She kind of made me hate her.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point of the matter is that certain assets, things like that, allows you to keep a chick around longer than you would.
You know what? When I was in college, I had a relationship with a girl. Her hip and thighs was so mesmerizing.
Say less.
She's cute. Like, she's a good student and all that good shit.
But the Coca-Cola bottle shape, it just.
But every time I saw her, I was like, oh.
Couldn't imagine that.
Oh, just like that. Like, I like, yeah. I was like, oh.
Took
like,
your breath away.
That's amazing.
And you were going to get rid of her because she got an annoying laugh.
And she
laugh.
Hated her body. And she hated her body. And I would tell her every time, I'm like, please, please don't change anything.
Man, she couldn't change those hips if she wanted to.
Nah.
That's, nah, her that's mama the bone structure. Too. Man, I should get it from my mama.
You ever? So you've had women beg you to stay in a relationship before?
Yes.
I think
and,
everybody has.
And in that same breath, they have probably done countless things, be it your beck and call, yes. shoot you bread.
Whatever if she's takes. Begging, she has rain, to do whatever it takes.
Rain with gifts, all this type of stuff.
Begging for dick.
Would you stay? Did it make you stay in the relationship even though they were doing that's all of those things?
What's that?
It's making nigga get some stuff longer.
Is that that's it?
It's an ego stroke, you know. I'll say that. Maybe I'll allow her to linger more, but I don't know that that guarantees her another opportunity at me. And her level of access to me has probably been downgraded.
You letting her touch you still though?
Yeah, I mean, I like to be touched.
Well, then that's
for
that's
me.
An interaction. Then she's
but you mean
what
sex
wanted,
or touch or just like she could touch me on my shoulder?
She gonna come over and she wanna put your dick in her hands, nigga.
No, I like
you
to tell hoes
no.
Nothing's more powerful than turning pussy
that's
down.
That's not my question. I know that.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn that pussy down because no, I already made it clear to her.
She don't want to fuck. She just want to jerk you off.
She just want to jerk me off. I might still say no, depending on the situation. I don't know where I'm at in that time, but if I've been drinking, you know how they go. You know what I mean? Nigga might let that go. You know what I mean? For the most part, though, I'm going to try to say no. But I enjoy that power.
Bethany, you've ever had any girlfriend or or acquaintance
turn
that you've ever known that has used that tactic to keep someone around?
Yo, I'm listening to y'all and I'm like, I'm a straight bitch because what?
Not you. I said friends now.
No, let us say it. Go ahead.
I'll speak on me because once someone is verbally showing disinterest and not don't not even have to be verbal. You can it's an energy.
Yeah. You know. Facts.
I'm out. Facts. I'll be facts. Damned if I'll be buying presents facts. And showing that. Up in a raincoat. But nope.
Yeah.
And then, no one said anything about that
rainbow. Well, now we know her style. That's a good move, too, bro.
And for those of y'all that are buying presents, if you're doing it out of goodness of your heart because you really just want him to have something nice, you continue to do that. It doesn't make you anything.
You stupid. Now, he is right, though. Some people do that because it's their love language.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned experience because I've experienced this and I've told her, I don't need or want this, but I like doing this. So it is them. And it's not necessarily you taking advantage more than it is them wanting to do it.
But there's a difference between this is over. Whatever this was is no longer a thing. Yeah. And saying, but I just bought you tickets to your favorite sports team.
Yeah.
Because I love you and I want you to have these. That bitch is trying to buy your affection.
She
there's
is,
a
she
difference.
Is,
you know when there's a difference.
Yeah, yeah. To an extent, I'm a whore. You can buy me to an extent. But the sad part about this, and this
no
is where I usually end up, you stupid. Why I usually end up stopping it is because my heart. When I was younger, I would have took her for everything she got. Yeah. I'm talking about she homeless now, but I'm straight.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? But not now, man. I'm so self-sufficient. I wouldn't do that. So I try to keep it real with him in those situations, but I get it. So you've never shot your final shot where a man said, hey, I don't think this is going to work. And you're like, all right, but I'm going to try this one more time to see if it could work.
Whatever that may
whatever
be.
Whatever. But the trench coat, she already said what she does.
Well, we know it's
the
trench coat.
Pull up in the trench coat.
She did say trench coat.
Yeah, she said trench coat, nothing else.
She let it link.
Maybe
she,
some
she
heels.
She leaked that one right
maybe
there.
Some heels.
It was an accidental Freudian slip. Yeah.
Hey, man, can we get a right Freudian,
yeah. I love that move. Absolutely. I love that move.
Bethany killing in these streets.
Yeah. Has that ever a woman ever done that for you?
I have.
You've never had that? You stupid. I've had a couple women do it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
You open the door.
Yeah, and they had a trench coat on, and then she opens it up. She got heels on, and nothing but maybe a thong on.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
It was hot,
but I had a hater in the house, so it was. Yeah, it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. I had to usher her back.
But hold
outside.
On, though, I want her to answer though. Did you ever shoot a final shot in these situations where maybe things are on the down end, but you're trying to see if this one more shot can make it work?
No,
never.
Which I'm like, God damn! I just let it go. Yo, I felt. Yeah. I feel like I'm frozen. I let that shit go. Let
that's
it
that
go.
Gemini. Okay, let it go. Let it go. That's that Gemini. Let it go. I feel you.
Bethany, an assassin out here, boy. I don't know.
I actually like hearing shit like this because sometimes we make the women the victim too often, and it's like, oh, you know, she went through it. No, sometimes.
I've never seen a Gemini that's a victim.
A lot of times, they do tend to be the damn aggressor.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I know who I am, and I know what I want. Me too. Mm-hmm. And if that's not in alignment with the relationship that I'm in, and I'm just being there just to have a body next to me or just to say that I'm in a relationship, that's not something who I am or what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I'll go take a bath and read a book. Don't fuck with me.
Maybe use the rose in the tub and, you know.
Yeah.
I know you. I saw it in your eyes. I saw it in your eyes, girl. You don't need no man.
Boy, he leading the witness and Bethany keep following. I'm telling you. He's leading the witness.
I'm going to just come rub your shoulders while you in there. You know, it's not even about me. It's not even about me.
Be listening to a podcast.
So
be having brunch with the boys.
Good
company and shower.
Listen, girl, that'll get you wet.
You gotta keep you wet. We offer those services at brunchwiththeboys.com. Nah, we don't. I'm just playing. I'm totally playing. Send an email. Don't send them emails, ladies. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Bethany, for you taking the time out today to just kind of kick it with us. You were mad fun.
Yeah,
I love
appreciate
your energy. Very insightful.
Yeah.
And you know, you're doing amazing things. We just want to extend those best wishes for you to continue along that path.
Oh yeah. We want you back too. We have to get together again. We gotta collaborate.
Nothing but love from the boys for you, man.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. Now you go home and go make that man happy. Because we know that he on a thin line now.
And use that tongue on him. Don't show it to us. Bring it home to him. Okay. He the one that deserves it. It's his access. Please give him that tongue. Okay.
He just did actually end up coming home from work. I heard him upstairs. But I let him know. I was like, look, I'm in a podcast interview.
I'll get to you later.
I'm like, the steak is ready to be cooked. So if you don't want to wait for me, cook dinner.
I bet he waited. I heard that.
This was so much fun. I'm so honored. Appreciate the fact that we've been communicating for the last, I don't know, like 3 years. And
it feels like we never were able to make it happen.
For 620 years, and now we were able to do it. I'm so honored, and I will absolutely be back whenever you invite me. So
any of you people looking to do a podcast and you need a great producer, a visionary, content creator, like, let's not play around with this chick. She's something serious.
Don't play with it.
For real. All right. So goodbye. You go and enjoy your night. Shout out to us. Another episode down. Hey, check our socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok blowing up. Hey, we're on all podcast platforms, YouTube as well. Hey, get at us. Brunch with the boys. We out here.
Thank you, Bethany. It was dope.
Yeah, coffee and brunch. We can have our conversations over coffee and brunch.